from all the old-time cowboys and listen to my song. Well, please do not grow weary, I'll not detain you long. Concerning some wild cowboys who did agree to go and spend a summer pleasant on a hunt for the buffalo. Well, I found myself in Griffin in the spring of 73 when a well-known famous drover come waltzing up to me. He said, "How do you do, young feller, and how'd you like to go spend a summer pleasant on a hunt for the buffalo?" Well, me being out of work right then, to the drover I did say, "Well, going out on the buffalo road depends upon your pay. But if you pay good wages and transportation to and fro, well, I think I might go with you on your hunt for the buffalo." Well, of course, I'll pay good wages, transportation to and fro. But you have to agree to work for me until the season's through. For if you do get homesick and you try to run away, you'll starve to death out on the trail and also lose your pay. Well, with all his flattering talking, he signed up quite a train, some 10 or 12 in numbers of able-bodied men. And our trip, it was a pleasant one as we hit the western road, until we reached Old Boggy Creek in Old New Mexico. It was there our pleasure ended and our troubles all begun. A lightning storm, it hit us and it made the buffalo run. We got all full of stickers from the cactus that did grow, and there were outlaws watching fur to pick us off in the hills of the buffalo. Our working season ended and our drover would not pay. He said, "You all have drunk too much and you're all in debt to me." But the cowboys never had heard of such a thing as the bankrupt law, so we left that drover and his bones to bleach out on the trail of the buffalo.